Philip Johnson, the architect, died last night at the age of 98. Johnson promoted the glass box skyscraper and designed the Crystal Cathedral. He was associated both with daring modernism and later with nostalgic postmodernism. He was, by his own description, a propagandist for good architecture.
I've done the best job I know how to improve the quality of architecture in this country. I enjoy that propaganda role, and I have had some influence that way.
An understatement for sure. Architecture critic Paul Goldberger, who joins us by phone, said of Philip Johnson, he is not the greatest architect, but he is the greatest architectural presence of modern times. Paul Goldberger, what do you mean by that?
Well, I meant that Philip Johnson, although he designed only a handful of really great buildings and a great many mediocre buildings, really defined the architectural culture of our time. I think Philip Johnson made Frank Gehry possible. I think he made Charles Guasmé, Richard Meier, Michael Graves, Rem Koolhaas possible by supporting their careers and by attracting so much public attention to architecture that people began to care.
But in the way that one might look at a Frank Lloyd Wright house and say, that's a Frank Lloyd Wright house, can we look at a building and say, that's a Philip Johnson building?
Not really, except we can maybe for certain narrow periods, because he changed a great deal. He was fascinated by architectural ideas and often followed them, and was Mies van der Rohe's greatest disciple in America at the beginning of his career, but then shifted to a different set of interests in terms of classical architecture and a kind of rather elaborate, almost palatial and lush kind of late modern architecture, then later to postmodern and historical architecture. He was changeable in the way that somebody with a mind full of intellectual curiosity is changeable. On the other hand, it doesn't make for great consistency as an artist.
We heard at the beginning a little bit of an interview that my colleague Susan Stamberg did with Philip Johnson some years ago. Here's what he said in that same interview about how he first became interested in architecture.
I started my architectural career when I was 13. It was the end of the war, the First World War, that is, the big one. And my mother showed me Chartres Cathedral. And I broke into tears because that is one of the great feelings of all time, that stained glass and the whole shape of the apse. So I became converted to architecture.
By the site of Chartres Cathedral.
I'm not surprised, because Johnson, for the rest of his life, became the greatest advocate of architecture as art. He said that he would rather sleep in the nave of Chartres Cathedral with the nearest toilet two blocks away than in a Harvard dormitory with back-to-back bathrooms.
In the week that the liberation of Auschwitz is being commemorated, we'd be remiss not to mention the most unappealing thing, I guess, about Philip Johnson, that in the 1930s he was drawn to fascism, if not to Nazism.
He was indeed. It was certainly a part of his life that we shouldn't deny, although he himself came around to feel it was pretty stupid and embarrassing in the end and apologized quite significantly for it, including even to the point of designing a synagogue in Westchester for which he refused to take a fee.
If we have to see one building to say that's Philip Johnson's work, you wanted to show somebody, which one is it?
Well, I think in a weird way, the glass house, his own house for himself in New Canaan, Connecticut, remains to me the most beautiful and moving and profound of his buildings. It is one of the very few things he did that really does reach the level of being among the great buildings of the 20th century.
Paul Goldberger, thank you very much for
joining
us today. Paul Goldberger is dean of the Parsons School of Design and architecture critic for The New Yorker. We were talking about Philip Johnson, the architect, who died last night at 98.